the Port of Bellingham's Marine Terminals Manager, Dave Warder, got an email from the Alaska Marine Highway System earlier in the day. He's in Juneau for Southeast Conference.
They just said the sailing's through February, so I'm not sure when the boat would actually. I don't think they know, but yeah, right now, so my staff in Bellingham's contacting all the customers that are traveling northbound. The ferry's been canceled through February.
Since the Matanuska broke down 2 weeks ago, some 20 passengers with vehicles have been camped in staterooms as engineers try to repair the ship docked in Juneau's Auk Bay. It was supposed to sail later this week. But Wednesday morning, travel agents and passengers alike heard about the change in plans.
We're getting calls from the terminals in Washington and here in Alaska about rescheduling of passengers that have bookings.
Dave Berg co-owns Viking Travel in Petersburg, which arranges tickets for passengers and freight on the Alaska Marine Highway System.
There's no other vessels that can take its place that they could put online quickly enough to make a difference.
So aside from the tiny Lituya, which shuttles between Ketchikan and Metlakatla, there's no other vessel in service. All are either being overhauled or tied up for budget reasons. One of those mainliners is the Malaspina. The state pulled her out of service in December. At the time, transportation officials said the 57-year-old vessel would soon need $16 million in steelwork. The decision to leave the Marine Highway System without a backup alarmed ferry workers.
We tried for a very long time to try and see what we could do to keep at least one vessel in some sort of ready reserve status.
Shannon Adamson heads the Alaska branch of Masters, Mates, and Pilots Union, which represents deck officers.
And due to budgetary issues, we were told that anything that is currently tied up down in Ketchikan is tied up for a specific reason, and they don't have the budget to be able to keep anything in a ready reserve status.
And she says the decision to further save money by not assigning a maintenance crew worried engineers. She says her union and the Marine Engineers Beneficial Association, that's the engineers union, strongly recommended putting the ship in warm layup.
It is keeping the equipment on board, exercised and working, and keeping at least a few crew members on board to make sure something like this specifically didn't happen.
Something like this is damage from rainwater that burst through scuppers and flooded staterooms. There's concern that getting her back in service now could be even more complicated. Some lawmakers are concerned over the fate of the fleet. Sitka Republican Senator Bert Stedman said Tuesday that the legislature never signed off on letting the Malaspina go.
That is a concern because the legislature hasn't stepped in with a policy call on what they feel is appropriate use of state funds and federal funds in refurbishing old ships versus buying new.
The ferry's budget was cut by $43 million last year, but Stedman says the budget compromised was with the understanding that vessels would be maintained and minimum service would persist through the winter.
We were expecting 285 weeks of service and service throughout the winter at a reduced rate, not no service.
No service. That's the reality until at least March, when the Matanuska is projected to have its engines repaired. Transportation officials say there just wasn't money to keep the Malaspina running as a backup. It's not just the steelwork that's a pressing need. State officials say she needs a complete repowering. The final bill could come to $41 million. That's based on recent experience.
Looking at what we just went through with the Matanuska, it went in for an 11-month overhaul, repower, and turned into 2 years and doubled the cost.
That's Transportation Commissioner John McKinnon.
The fear was that we would end up with the same thing on the Mal. So based on what we had in budget looking forward, the decision was to tie it up.
Stedman says it's the legislature that's tasked with deciding where the state's money goes and setting policy. He says he wants the agency to be more forthcoming.
If you're not told that there are substantial maintenance needs and they've been built up for years and you've been asking them about their maintenance levels and they've been saying that they're up to snuff and they're fine when they're not, we've got a discussion coming with Marine Highway and DOT.
He says he'll be holding hearings over the state of each vessel in the Alaska Marine Highway System. Meanwhile, travel agents like Dave Berg in Petersburg are handing out refunds as passengers and freight customers make other arrangements, if they can.
It's sorry news, for sure.
It's not immediately clear how many people are affected by the extended ferry shutdown. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.